Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Read Aloud of Wonder. I'm on page 166 at the chapter titled Detention. When we left off, Jack had punched Julian in the mouth. Some things you just can't explain. You don't even try. You don't know where to start. All your sentences would jumble together like a giant knot if you opened your mouth. Any words you use would come out wrong. Jack, this is very serious, Mr. Tushman was saying. I was in his office, sitting on a chair across from his desk and looking at a picture of a pumpkin on the wall behind him. Kids get expelled for this kind of thing, Jack. I know you're a good kid, and I don't want this to happen, but you have to explain yourself. This is so not like you, Jack, said Mom. She had come from work as soon as they had called her. I could tell she was going back and forth between being really mad and really surprised. I thought you and Julian were friends, said Mr. Tushman. We're not friends, I said. My arms were crossed in front of me. But to punch someone in the mouth, Jack, said Mom, raising her voice. I mean, what were you thinking? She looked at Mr. Tushman. Honestly, he's never hit anyone before. He's just not like that. Julian's mouth was bleeding, Jack, said Mr. Tushman. You knocked out a tooth. Did you know that? It was just a baby tooth, I said. Jack, said Mom, shaking her head. That's what Nurse Molly said. You're missing the point, Mom yelled. I just want to know why, said Mr. Tushman, raising his shoulders. It'll just make everything worse, I sighed. Just tell me, Jack. I shrugged, but I didn't say anything. I just couldn't. If I told him that Julian had called August a freak, then he'd go talk to Julian about it. Then Julian would tell him how I had a badmouth August too, and everybody would find out about it. Jack, said Mom. I started to cry. I'm sorry. Mr. Tushman raised his eyebrows and nodded, but he didn't say anything. Instead, he kind of blew into his hands like you do when your hands are cold. Jack, he said, I don't really know what to say here. I mean, you punched a kid. We have rules for that kind of thing, you know? Automatic expulsion, and you're not even trying to explain yourself. I was crying a lot by now, and the second Mom put her arms around me, I started to bawl. I said Mr. Tushman, taking his glasses off to clean them. Let's do this, Jack. We're out for winter break as of next week anyway. How about you stay home for the rest of this week, and then after winter break, you'll come back and everything will be fresh and brand new. Clean slate, so to speak. Am I being suspended? I sniffled. Well, he said, shrugging, technically yes, but it's only for a couple of days. And I'll tell you what, while you're at home, you can take the time to think about what's happened. And if you want to write me a letter explaining what happened and a letter to Julian apologizing, then we won't even put any of this in your permanent record, okay? You go home and talk about it with your mom and dad, and maybe in the morning you'll figure it all out a bit more. That sounds like a good plan, Mr. Tushman, said Mom, nodding. Thank you. Everything is going to be okay, said Mr. Tushman, walking over to the door, which was closed. I know you're a nice kid, Jack, and I know that sometimes even nice kids do dumb things, right? He opened the door. Thank you for being so understanding, said Mom, shaking his hand at the door. No problem. He leaned over and told her something quietly that I couldn't hear. I know, thank you, said Mom, nodding. So, kiddo, he said to me, putting his hand on my shoulders, think about what you've done, okay? And have a great holiday. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa. I wiped my nose with my sleeve and started walking out the door. Say thank you to Mr. Tushman, said Mom, tapping my shoulder. I stopped and turned around, but I couldn't look at him. Thank you, Mr. Tushman, I said. Bye, Jack, he answered. Then I walked out the door. Season's greetings. Weirdly enough, when we got back home and Mom brought in the mail, there were holiday cards from both Julian's family and August's family. Julian's holiday card was a picture of Julian wearing a tie, looking like he was about to go to the opera or something. August's holiday card was of a cute old dog wearing reindeer antlers, a red nose, and red booties. There was a cartoon bubble above the dog's head that read, Ho, ho, ho. On the inside of the card, it read, To the Will family. Peace on earth. Love, Nate, Isabel, Olivia, August, and Daisy. Cute card, huh? I said to Mom, who had hardly said a word to me all the way home. I think she honestly just didn't know what to say. That must be their dog, I said. Do you want to tell me what's going on inside your head, Jack? She answered me seriously. I bet you they put a picture of their dog on the card every year, I said. She took the card from my hands and looked at the picture carefully. Then she raised her eyebrows and her shoulders and gave me back the card. We're very lucky, Jack. There's so much we take for granted. I know, I said. I knew what she was talking about without her having to say it. I heard that Julian's mom actually photoshopped August's face out of the class picture when she got it. She gave a copy to a couple of the other moms. That's just awful, said Mom. People are just, they're not always so great. I know. Is that why you hit Julian? No. And then I told her why I punched Julian. And I told her that August was my ex-friend now. And I told her about Halloween. Letters, emails, Facebook, texts. December 18th. Dear Mr. Tushman, I am very, very sorry for punching Julian. It was very, very wrong for me to do that. I am writing a letter to tell him that too. If it's okay, I would rather not tell you why I did what I did because it doesn't make it right anyway. Also, I would rather not make Julian get in trouble for having said something he should not have said. Very sincerely, Jack Will. December 18th. Dear Julian, I'm very, very sorry for hitting you. It was wrong of me. I hope you're okay. I hope your grown-up tooth grows in fast. Mine always do. Sincerely, Jack Will. December 26th. Dear Jack, thank you so much for your letter. One thing I've learned after being a middle school principal director for 20 years, there are almost always more than two sides to every story. Although I don't know the details, I have an inkling about what may have sparked the confrontation with Julian. While nothing justifies striking another student, ever, I also know good friends are sometimes worth defending. This has been a tough year for a lot of students, as the first year of middle school usually is. Keep up the good work and keep being the fine boy we all know you are. From Mr. Tushman. This next email is to Mr. Tushman from Julian's mom. Dear Mr. Tushman, I spoke with Amanda and John Will yesterday, and they expressed their regret at Jack's having punched our son Julian in the mouth. I am writing to let you know that my husband and I support your decision to allow Jack to return to Beecher Prep after a two-day suspension. Although I think hitting a child would be valid grounds for expulsion in other schools, I agree such extreme measures aren't warranted here. We have known the Will family since our boys were in kindergarten and are confident that every measure will be taken to ensure this doesn't happen again. To that end, I wonder if Jack's unexpectedly violent behavior might have been a result of too much pressure being placed on his young shoulders. I am speaking specifically of the new child with special needs who both Jack and Julian were asked to befriend. In retrospect, and having now seen the child in question at various school functions and in class pictures, I think it may have been too much to ask our children to be able to process all that. Certainly, when Julian mentioned he was having a hard time befriending the boy, we told him he was off the hook in that regard. We think the transition to middle school is hard enough without having to place greater burdens or hardships on these young, impressionable minds. I should also mention that as a member of the school board, I was a little disturbed that more consideration was not given during this child's application process to the fact that Beecher Prep is not an inclusion school. There are many parents, myself included, who question the decision to let this child into our school at all. At the very least, I am somewhat troubled that this child has not held the same stringent application standards and interviews that the rest of the incoming middle school students were. From Melissa Albans. This next email is to Melissa Albans, which is Julian's mom, from Mr. Tushman. Dear Mrs. Albans, thank you for your email outlining your concerns. Were I not convinced that Jack Will is extremely sorry for his actions and were not confident that he would not repeat those actions, rest assured that I would not be allowing him back at Beecher Prep. As for your other concerns regarding our new student, August, please note that he does not have special needs. He is neither disabled, handicapped, or developmentally delayed in any way, so there is no reason to assume anyone would take issue with his admittance to Beecher Prep, whether it is an inclusion school or not. In terms of the application process, the admissions director and I both felt it within our right to hold the interview off-site at August's home for reasons that are obvious. We felt that this slight break in protocol was warranted, but in no way prejudicial, in one way or another, to the application review. August is an extremely good student and has secured the friendship of some truly exceptional young people, including Jack Will. At the beginning of the school year, when I enlisted certain children to be a welcoming committee to August, I did so as a way of easing his transition into a school environment. I did not think asking these children to be especially kind to a new student would place the extra burdens or hardships on them. In fact, I thought it would teach them a thing or two about empathy and friendship and loyalty. As it turns out, Jack Will didn't need to learn any of these virtues. He already had them in abundance. Thank you again for being in touch. From Mr. Tushman. To Julian's mom, from Jack's mom. Hi, Melissa. Thank you for being so understanding about this incident with Jack. He is, as you know, extremely sorry for his actions. I hope you do accept our offer to pay Julian's dental bills. We are very touched by your concern regarding Jack's friendship with August. Please know we have asked Jack if he felt any undue pressure about any of this, and the answer was no. He enjoys August's company and feels like he has made a good friend. Hope you have a good new year. John and Amanda Will. This next series is a series of instant messages on Facebook and texts to August. Jack Will wants to be friends with you on Facebook, from Jack. To August. Hey, August, it's me, Jack Will. I notice I'm not on your friends list anymore. Hope you friend me again because I'm really sorry. I just wanted to say that. Sorry. I know why you're mad at me now, and I'm sorry I didn't mean the stuff I said. I was so stupid. I hope you can forgive me. Hope we can be friends again. Jack. From August to Jack. Got your message. You know why I'm mad at you now? Did Summer tell you? To Augie, from Jack. She told me, bleeding scream, as a hint because I didn't get it at first. Then I remember seeing bleeding scream in homeroom on Halloween. I didn't know it was you, though. I thought you were coming as Boba Fett. To Jack, from August. I changed my mind at the last minute. Did you really punch Julian? To August, from Jack. Yeah, I punched him. I knocked out his tooth in the back, a baby tooth. To Jack, from August. Why'd you punch him? To August, from Jack. I don't know. To Jack, from August. Liar, I bet he said something about me, right? To August, from Jack. He's a jerk, but I was a jerk too. Really, really sorry for what I said, dude. Okay, can we be friends again? To Jack, from August. Okay. To August, from Jack. Awesome. To Jack, from August. But tell me the truth, okay? Would you really want to kill yourself if you were me? To August, from Jack. No. I swear on my life, but dude, I would want to kill myself if I were Julian. To Jack, from August. Laugh out loud. Yes, dude, we're friends again. Back from winter break. Despite what Tushman said, there was no clean slate when I went back to school in January. In fact, things were totally weird from the second I got to my locker in the morning. I'm next to Amos, who's always been a pretty straight-up kid, and I was like, yo, what up? And he basically just nodded a half hello and closed his locker door and left. I was like, okay, that was bizarre. And then I said, hey, what up? To Henry, who didn't even bother half smiling, but just looked away. Okay, so something's up. Dissed by two people in less than 5 minutes. Not that anyone's counting. I thought I'd try one more time with Tristan, and boom, same thing. He actually looked nervous, like he was afraid of talking to me. I've got a form of the plague now, is what I thought. This is Julian's payback. And that's pretty much how it went all morning. Nobody talked to me. Not true. The girls were totally normal with me. And August talked to me, of course. And actually, I have to say both Maxes said hello, which made me feel kind of bad for never ever hanging out with them in the past 5 years I've been in their classes. I hoped lunch would be better, but it wasn't. I sat down at my usual table with Luca and Isaiah. I guess I thought since they weren't in the super popular group, but were kind of middle of the road jock kids, that I'd be safe with them. But they barely nodded when I said hello. Then, when our table was called, they got their lunches and never came back. I saw them find a table way over on the other side of the cafeteria. They weren't at Julian's table, but they weren't near me. Like on the fringe of popularity. So anyway, I'd been ditched. I knew table switching was something that happened in fifth grade, but I never thought it would happen to me. It felt really awful being at the table by myself. I felt like everyone was watching me. It also made me feel like I had no friends. I decided to skip lunch and go read in the library. The war. It was Charlotte who had the inside scoop on why everyone was dissing me. I found a note inside my locker at the end of the day. Meet me in room 301 right after school. Come by yourself. From Charlotte. She was already inside the room when I walked in. What's up? I said. Hey, she said. She went over to the door, looked left and right, and then closed the door and locked it from the inside. Then she turned to face me and started biting her nails as she talked. Look, I feel bad about what's going on, and I just wanted to tell you what I know. Promise you won't tell anyone I talk to you. Promise? So Julian had this huge holiday party over winter break, she said. I mean, huge. My sister's friend had her sweet 16 at the same place last year. There were like 200 people there, so I mean, it's a huge place. Yeah, and, well, pretty much everybody in the whole class was there. Not everybody, I joked. Right, not everybody, duh. But, like, even parents were there, you know. Like, my parents were there. You know, Julian's mom is the vice president of the school board, right? So she knows a lot of people. Anyway, so basically what happened at the party was that Julian went around telling everyone that you punched him because you had emotional problems. What? And that you would have gotten expelled, but his parents begged the school not to expel you. What? And that none of this would have happened in the first place if Tushman hadn't forced you to be friends with Augie. He said his mom thinks that you, quote unquote, snapped under the pressure. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. No one bought into that, right? I said. She shrugged. That's not even the point. The point is he's really popular. And you know, my mom heard his mom is actually pushing the school to review Augie's application to Beecher. Can she do that? It's about Beecher not being an inclusion school. That's a type of school that mixes normal kids with special needs. That's just stupid. Augie doesn't have special needs. Yeah, but she's saying if the school is changing the way they do usually do things in some ways. But they're not changing anything. Yeah, they did. Didn't you notice they changed the theme of the New Year art show? In past years, fifth graders painted self-portraits, but this year they made us do those ridiculous self-portraits of animals, remember? So, big deal. I know, I'm not saying I agree. I'm just saying that's what she's saying. I know. This is just so messed up. I know. Anyway, Julian said that he thinks being friends with Augie is bringing you down, and that for your own good, you need to stop hanging out with him so much. And if you start losing all your old friends, it'll be like a big wake-up call. So basically, for your own good, he's going to stop being your friend completely. Newsflash, I stopped being his friend completely first. Yeah, but he's convinced all the boys to stop being your friend for your own good. That's why nobody's talking to you. You're talking to me. Yeah, well, this is more of a boy thing, she explained. The girls are staying neutral, except Savannah's group, because they're going out with Julian's group. But to everybody else, this is really a boy war. I nodded. She tilted her head to one side and pouted like she felt sorry for me. Is it okay that I told you all of this? She said. Yeah, of course. I don't care who talks to me or not, I lied. This is all just so dumb, she nodded. Hey, does Augie know any of this? Of course not, at least not from me. And Summer? I don't think so. Look, I better go. Just so you know, my mom thinks Julian's mom is a total idiot. She said she thinks people like her are more concerned about what their kids' class pictures look like than doing the right thing. You heard about the photoshopping, right? Yeah, that was just sick. Totally, she answered, nodding. Anyway, I better go. I just wanted you to know what was up and stuff. Thanks, Charlotte. I'll let you know if I hear anything else, she said. Before she went out, she looked left and right outside the door to make sure no one saw her leaving. I guess even though she was neutral, she didn't want to be seen with me. Switching tables. The next day at lunch, stupid me, I sat down at a table with Tristan, Nino, and Pablo. I thought maybe they were safe because they weren't really considered popular. But they weren't out there playing D&D at recess either. They were sort of in-betweeners. And at first, I thought I scored because they were basically too nice to not acknowledge my presence when I walked over to the table. They all said, hey, though I could tell they looked at each other. But then the same thing happened that happened yesterday. Our lunch table was called. They got their food and then headed toward a new table on the other side of the cafeteria. Unfortunately, Mrs. G, who was the lunch teacher that day, saw what happened and chased after them. That's not allowed, boys, she scolded them loudly. This is not that kind of school. You get right back to your table. Oh, great. Like that was going to help. Before they could be forced to sit back down at the table, I got up with my tray and walked away really fast. I could hear Mrs. G call my name, but I pretended not to hear and just kept walking to the other side of the cafeteria, behind the lunch counter. Sit with us, Jack. It was Summer. She and August were sitting at their table, and they were both waving me over. And that's where I need to stop for today. When we pick up, I will be on page 185 at the chapter titled, Why I Didn't Sit with August the First Day of School. Have a great day!